Chris Nelson knows the seafood industry. He's vice president of Bon Secours Fisheries, the fourth generation of this family-owned operation. Here at the plant in Bon Secours, Alabama, oysters come off trucks, 100-pound sacks at a time.
We would dump them out of this sack through this process washer here. Washes that mud and grit off the outside of the oyster.
The washed oysters tumble along a conveyor belt and drop into boxes for shipping. Nelson says the company's oyster sales are down about 60% from before the spill. Shrimp sales still down by half. A turnaround depends on people buying seafood again, people who may have visions of oil-drenched sea life.
The overall consumer perception of our products is apparently far worse than we ever thought it might be, and it has been longer lasting.
The Alabama Seafood Marketing Commission hopes to change that. Governor Robert Bentley created this new board in March. It was one of many recommendations to come from a coastal recovery commission prompted by the oil spill. Now, we'll get back to this new office in a moment, but first, convincing a skeptical public of seafood safety takes strategy.
They should always put the public safety and health first. Otherwise, it'll create backfire.
Sora Kim is a public relations professor at the University of Florida. She says Gulf Coast seafood marketers need to offer information to reduce uncertainty. And the information must be transparent, so don't just cite government regulators giving the all clear. Show how the seafood was tested, how it's been determined to be safe. Above all, don't stage a media stunt. Kim points to former British Agriculture Minister John Gummer. At the height of fears over mad cow disease in 1990, Gummer publicly ate hamburgers with his four-year-old daughter, except those half-eaten hamburgers and photographs were actually bitten by a staffer. Kim says Gummer was criticized not just for staging the event, but some thought he put his daughter at risk.
So the problem was the people were not ready for accepting that beef was safe to eat at the time.
But let's say we've got that credible and transparent message and a receptive public. You've still got to get that message out. Alabama does have an existing seafood promotion organization, albeit very small if you're thinking of a beef, it's what's for dinner kind of marketing. The Eat Wild Alabama Shrimp campaign has just two full-time employees. Staff and volunteers mostly market shrimp through cooking demonstrations at festivals around the state. The campaign is limited, too, because it's industry-funded. So when shrimpers' pocketbooks suffer, the campaign does, too. Drift down to Louisiana, and it's a far different story.
My name is Yule Smith.
He's the executive director of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. That state started the office in 1984. It runs on a $1 million budget between state and federal monies, although the office will have $30 million over the next 3 years from BP. Smith says the oil spill is somewhat familiar territory because seafood sales plummeted after Katrina, Rita, and other hurricanes.
A month following Katrina, we got a clean bill of health from EPA, FDA, and NOAA on our seafood and our water. But it took us about 2 years to turn that around.
Besides a timeline of years for recovery, Bon Secours Fisheries Vice President Chris Nelson makes the point, just what is Alabama seafood?
If I've got a boat that is delivering shrimp from me in its home ported out of Louisiana, and he catches shrimp off of Texas and he lands them here in Alabama, then where are those shrimp from?
What's needed, Nelson says, is a regional campaign. The seeds of that are in the Gulf Seafood Marketing Coalition. The organization just started last month, backed with federal money. It's tasked with coordinating seafood marketing between the five Gulf Coast states, the industry, restaurants, and retailers. A former member of Florida's Seafood Promotion Office is leading the coalition, but no specific plans yet. So, turning back to the Alabama Seafood Marketing Commission, it's in a similar position. The governor created the organization, but no board members yet, no specific plans. But it does mean this. As a post-oil spill regional marketing effort kicks off, Alabama now has a direct way to be at the table. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.